Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is mild tonight. In Tel Aviv, skies remain clear, perfect for an evening stroll. Jerusalem is enjoying a cool breeze, while Haifa remains comfortably warm. Here are today's headlines. First, a report from Walla earlier this hour claims Hamas is preparing to disband its governing body in the Gaza Strip. Also, according to Israel Hayom, Hamas plans to dissolve its government committee ahead of a power shift to a technocratic group. Also this hour, The Times of Israel reports the IDF hit a Hezbollah cell in South Lebanon and warns of further action if the truce is breached. Separately, the Jerusalem Post questions whether officials are exaggerating the Hamas threat to influence elections or push for a new invasion. And finally, I-24 News reveals Erdogan urged Trump to stop a planned U.S.-Israeli ground operation against Iran. From X, the latest. Middle East 24, a regional news outlet, posts that Sudan may become a key hub for Iran's influence, linking military tech and intelligence with regional players. Mark Dubowitz, CEO of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, shares insights on why Trump paused the conflict with Iran. Journalist Joe Truesman reports that a journalist killed by Israel was identified as a Hamas field commander. Now for more on those stories, starting with the reports from Walla and Israel Hayom. Hamas seems ready to disband its governing body in Gaza. This move could pave the way for a technocratic committee to assume control. The development suggests potential shifts in Gaza's administration, which may impact regional dynamics. Turning to the Times of Israel's report, the IDF targeted a Hezbollah cell in South Lebanon today. This action follows sightings of operatives near a sensitive buffer zone. The move underscores Israel's stance against truce violations, emphasizing its readiness to act against perceived threats. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post raises questions about the timing of certain reports. They suggest officials might be inflating the Hamas threat to sway electoral outcomes or justify intensified military actions. Such narratives could shape public sentiment and policy decisions in the near future. Lastly, according to I-24 News, Erdogan has pressed Trump to halt a U.S.-Israeli operation against Iran. Western sources indicate Saudi Arabia's displeasure with the conflict's outcome, hinting at broader regional implications. This diplomatic pressure reflects the complex alliances and tensions influencing Middle East geopolitics. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports the Defense Ministry opposes ZIM's $4.2 billion sale to Hapag-Lloyd. Security officials raise concerns over Israel's strategic shipping routes. Separately, Globes highlights Israeli startups raising $7.6 billion in the first half of 2026. This marks a significant boost in the tech sector's financial inflow. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes Yochananov's aggressive pricing for their AirPods competition. The new pricing strategy intensifies the battle in the retail electronics market. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 1 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.